Bar Chat.
British Bar Chat.
So, have you ever been on a sort of hen night? Or?
Yeah, I went on one in at the beginning of the year for one of my friends that was getting married.
Yeah?
And but it was just a local one. But then my best friend's getting married in the summer, and that's like a week holiday and two nights of the hen night and lots of planning and outfits, dressing up.
Wow.
Which would be interesting.
Are you organising that?
No. Luckily, I'm not. Her sister-in-law is, and her sister.
Okay.
So.
And where are you going?
We're going to Ibiza.
Oh, no.
Yeah. The wedding's there, so we're going the previous week to have two hen nights and then just relax for 2 days.
Two hen nights?
Yeah. A quiet one and then...
A wild one.
Yeah. It should be interesting.
Do you know what the costumes are going to be?
I think air hostesses. It should be very interesting. I don't know. What about stag nights? When was the last time you went on one?
A few years ago, yeah.
Were there costumes involved?
No. Men don't... Oh, well, they do sometimes, don't they? But not as much as women, I think. You often see women with funny hats on them.
Yeah.
Or T-shirts. And...
Did you make the men do things? Like trick? Or...
No, it was quite a good one. We went karting in the morning. Go-karting.
Oh, such a male thing.
Yeah, such a male thing. So. And then we just went out at night and everyone got really... had a really good time. But there were no big practical jokes. The groom-to-be just got really drunk and eventually fell asleep. And that was it, really.
Didn't time to a lamppost or anything and leave him hanging overnight.
He looked pretty stupid anyway, just like sleeping at the end of the night in the club.
Yeah. So you just left him there.
Drooling. Yeah, looked pretty stupid anyway.
Lucky bride-to-be.
Yeah. Luckily she won't see the photos. So.
Ever. What stays on a stag night? What happens on a stag night?
Stays on a stag night.